Hello, this is David Jenkins, a Plata Town Council member from Ward 4. I will be your host for this podcast, providing updates about the La Plata Town Council meetings, issues we discuss, and those issues affecting you as residents, and other related activities and issues. You can also follow me on my Facebook page, D. Jenkins, LP, Town Council, Ward 4. Please note the Town Council has work sessions each month on the second and third Tuesday, with our business meeting on the fourth Tuesday. All meetings start at 6 p.m. using the Microsoft Teams platform. Meeting agendas can be accessed through our town website, and all meetings are recorded. So now let's get started with our latest update. Hi, and welcome again to this latest episode of La Plata Ward 4 Update Podcast. This is David Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4, and your host for this podcast, as well as my companion, La Plata Ward 4 Video Update, which is on YouTube. There have been many recent concerns and comments about growth in La Plata and Charles County, including recent construction on Maryland 488. Whether it is in the town or in the county. This particular project, which is the next and final neighborhoods of St. Charles called Piney Reach and Wooded Glen, these projects are in the county. That is, they are beyond the town boundary. If you drive past King's Grant on Maryland 488, that's the extent of the town boundary. If you keep going, driving further to the east, you'll see on the left some new construction, and that's the latest and final two neighborhoods of St. Charles, again called Piney Reach and Wooded Glen. I'll provide a link to the master plan so you can see where that property is. But again, that is not in the town of La Plata. I do want to talk a little further about do a quick comparison of development in La Plata and Charles County. Now, the source of this information is based upon the 2022 annual reports from both the La Plata Planning Commission and the Charles County Planning Commission. These are required reports that are done annually and as required by the Maryland Department of Planning. So these are the latest reports as of calendar year 2022, and I'll provide some links as well in the podcast notes. By comparison, in 2022, La Plata had 97 new residential building permits. We had total residential lots of 325 lots, which totaled 90.7 acres. And commercial building square foot or building area in square feet was 29,585 square feet. Now, this compares to the same calendar year in Charles County. They had new residential building permits totaling 826 building permits. New residential lots totaled 1,182, which accumulated or were located on 375 acres. Their commercial building area totaled 203,000 square feet. Now, there's another way to perhaps do a fair comparison, given the difference in sizes of the county versus La Plata. According to the Census Bureau, the 2020 census count, the 2020 census count, Charles County had a population of 166,617, while La Plata had a population of 10,159. So the town's population is approximately 6% of the county's total population. So I went back and applied this 6%, that is, the town's population is 6% of the county, and I applied it to these four factors to see how we would compare on a somewhat even basis of what our growth is as compared to Charles County. So again, let me summarize this, and I'll insert the 6% number. So new residential building permits in La Plata in 2022 was 97, Charles County is 826. If you apply the 6% factor, that is 50 new residential building permits. So obviously, we're significantly lower than Charles County. New residential lots, La Plata had 325. Charles County had 1,182, applying the 6%. That is 71, so again, significantly lower than Charles County. In terms of residential lots and acreage, La Plata had 90 acres in residential lots. Charles County had 375 acres in residential lots. Applying that 6% factor, that equals 23 acres. So again, La Plata is significantly lower. And then finally, if you look at commercial building area, La Plata had 29,850 square feet as compared to Charles County, 220,000 square feet. Again, applying that 6% factor is 12,193. Again, significantly lower as compared to Charles County on that, on a somewhat equal basis. So really, what did this mean? There are a couple of factors here. And again, these are my observations and opinions. One, La Plata development, yes, we have increased new residential building permits has increased. And this has been primarily fueled or from the result of the ongoing construction of Pine Grove, which you may recall was annexed into the town back in 1990, but now is under development by D.R. Horton, a home builder from Texas who purchased the property in 2020. There is more commercial development in the Plata and the county, and that's probably filling a market need for a more variety of commercial options, specifically grocery stores, restaurants, medical facilities, and other related services. Both La Plata and the county continue to grow, but perhaps somewhat constrained by the increase in mortgage rates as well as home prices. However, this is somewhat offset by, again, there is a continued attraction of people moving here who are seeking lower home prices, perhaps less residential density, bigger lots, access to the county school system, access to open space, waterfront, and other recreational assets in the county and La Plata. Perhaps another future impact, which will increase the attractiveness of La Plata and Charles County, is the projected increase in employment opportunities at the Navy base at Indian Head as they ramp up their work in response to war events, specifically the need for explosives and other related materials due to the wars in Ukraine and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Now, the town, as I've said before, and I've had previous podcasts, the town continues to plan and implement needed infrastructure, and in particular, continue to seek agreement to work with the county and the state for a fair and equitable cost-sharing water agreement. We are very hopeful that we can continue to hammer out this to provide water for both La Plata and the county. So in conclusion, and again, my ask, I would hope and urge you to continue to engage with me. Provide me your questions and comments at djenkins@townlaplata.org. I need your input to make good decisions. I'm not the expert on everything. I also, again, ask that you engage or attend our meetings, either in person, virtually, or you can watch a recording on YouTube. Please look forward to future episodes about our budget process as we prepare our fiscal year 2025 budget. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to hear from you soon.
This concludes the latest La Plata Town Council Award 4 update. I hope you find this podcast informative and useful. So let me know what you think. I look forward to speaking to you again and listening to your questions and concerns. To reach me, my email address is djenkins@townoflaplata.org, or my cell phone number is 301-263-3471. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.